Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Wording.
Do we want to heal it, or do we want to take...
I'll heal it once, shank it once.
You're the animal domain.
No, actually I don't. I'll go,
He heals it.
Feed it a potion?
Here, use this on it.
Yes, you have to heal it.
What is... would you give me?
Potion won't necessarily...
Poke it. There you go, now give it back. Thank you.
Okay.
It was my Ultra Mega Cure Light Rod.
Oh, okay. You had it made?
Then I heal up the rest of the group.
Yay! Now I'm just on strength.
Does anything happen in the time it takes me to heal up the group?
Unless you take 30 minutes, no.
Then no.
Alright, do we actually want to drag this thing back to the dragon, or do we want to...
Let's drag it back.
I say we get the boat and have it take it back with us.
This seems like an incredibly bad idea.
We should...
It probably is.
Especially dragging it through town.
Tail thing.
That's why we use the boat.
And dragging it around in public, I don't think is good.
That's why we use the boat.
It could still be public. This is a city on the water. There's docks everywhere.
We have
the flying boat over the city. Land at the castle.
Airship. There we go.
Okay. You guys will airship it out. just in time for a hurricane to hit the city.
Nice.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Oh, thank goodness. Please administer.
Would you like to? Could it be amusing?
Wait, what if Rold actually extracts some of the poison from its stinger?
It's just heal.
Or why don't we just stab it?
I think we'd enjoy it.
We don't want to take the scorpion singer.
Can this be a monk weapon?
We're just healing you.
24.
Okay, you'll be fine. You'll extract and begin administering it as it begins to rain heavier outside.
Looks like we're stuck here for a while.
Bond has had to make emergency landing elsewhere.
Okay. He
has to make his profession failure to avoid wrecking the boat. He's four off.
I'll binny him. Bond can't fail. It's not Bondy.
He's one off.
No, the boat will be... he will be fine. The boat is screwed because he's Bond.
It hit the book.
I love soaking Benny. I love soaking Benny.
What the fuck, dude?
Right.
Can one of us roll for him?
You should spend some of your own binnies. Seriously, use one of those.
Okay, apparently the GM Benny needed to grace it.
Just a barrel.
Well, considering it was a DC 25, I figured it was pretty good that he made it on the 10.
Yeah.
So he would have been fine. We just wouldn't have had shit.
He's awesome.
He would have had him in chase at the time, too.
Recover, like, normal?
Yeah, it's just strength damage. Okay.
Doesn't he need to make a couple more saves?
Make him make a more save.
Good.
Alright, then you have to make no more.
But if you would have failed that one, you would have had to make another one.
Yeah, and make another two consecutive.
One. You have to make two consecutive or up to six total. It's the original one then.
And it also depends on some of the poisons. Some of them just like frequency one per round for 10 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're now justifiable for their, you know, cost.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill that thing? I don't want it in my house.
Sure. Hold on a second.
Wait.
What?
Okay.
We could cook it up. We could have a little meal while it's hurricaning. Is hurricaning a word?
Have you had scorpion meat before?
No.
Want to try it?
Can't be too bad.
You have a cup, don't you?
Of course.
wait. Take off the tail and drag it outside and throw it in the water.
It's already dead.
Yeah.
There's no more poison.
We didn't want any twitches.
As long as we have food, I have no problem with this. I'm like the Native Americans that way. I make scorpion hide armor.
Okay.
There actually is scorpion hide armor.
You'll notice her servants are quickly going around, you know, like trying to shutter everything.
So what, are we stuck here too? Interesting.
Alright, does someone want to ask her if we need to teleport the guy in to have him cured?
Mm-hmm. Is that thing the guy he fine or what? What do you need to do?
Do I have to? I'll pay you 20,000.
$20,000?
No.
Surely a man's life is worth at least 20. It can't be more than 20,000.
It's only 5,000 difference. So if you pay us 20,000 above, would they?
Why not?
No.
35,000.
It's like almost 1,000 extra per person.
No.
They're stinges. Not that they want more money, they're the goodly peoples.
Okay. She pulls out, you know, a piece of hair and just kind of throws it on the fires. There, he should recover.
That's his already dead.
Is the message two-way, or is it just...
No, that's one-way.
Just message him. All right. Do I need to make a use magic device check to you? Work the scroll?
Not really, no. They would have spent the extra money to make sure it was idiot-proof.
Okay. I say scroll. Alright, she claims to have cured him. Send me a message if this didn't work.
The scroll incinerates. Okay.
You didn't mention about the testicle bit.
Wait, she didn't say
what? You guys never told me this.
No.
Wait, testicle bit?
Whatever.
And Jessica never said she would do it. She said she'd try, right? Was your exact words?
I consider it.
Loopholes!
Alright, so mind if we...
Yeah, why would have just lied about it? I was like, sure.
It's the whole devil thing.
So why don't you guys actually talk to her and find out if we can stay here while the hurricane's going on?
I like
her. She seems to favor you more.
Would it be okay if we borrowed one of your guest rooms while the thingy's going on outside?
No. Could we? Those are filled.
Oh.
Alright.
We sleep in the lobby.
I'm not even gonna ask that.
Yeah, I know. You and your
house. So we wanna walk?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have rope, we'll try to get it that way somebody falls off.
I have water dragon.
It's okay. Between the two pieces of muscle meat, you guys will be able to wade through it.
We just tie a rope with one of them.
Even if Fauna has to scream the entire way.
I'm the strongest or second strongest person in the group, and I weigh, you know, piddly amount.
Yeah, remember, you're Jessica.
So, 18 strength, Jessica. How do you feel? You know those animes where you have those really short, skinny people, but every inch of them is defined beyond belief?
Yeah.
You guys make it back to the tavern, of course. You know, everyone's like, man, this is terrible. This just rolled in.
I go inside, shake my head off.
Yeah.
It's like picnic weather in Motherland. Wait, no, it's not cold enough. Where is my motherland anyway?
I guess out my
somewhere.
a lemur drops out and runs away.
What lemur?
So did you hear about that story of the scorpion god that was killed around here? And you know, the nature's smiting the area because
the undead dogs came up and started assaulting a temple in...
I assume you guys are joking about this in Tongan.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I was saying in Tongan, and I was kind of suggesting it. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Okay.
Do you sense anything divine about this storm?
Go ahead and give me a spellcraft if you really want to.
No.
Could be easy.
Freak weather? You're not a druid.
18 and all is nature?
Nor do
it. No, it would be survival.
Mm-hmm. This rolled in too fast.
Also, we just pissed off the local druid. 5 bucks says the
darkness druid will descend upon the,
5 bucks says the scorpion and in 1 hour. Companion.
And the firstborn shall disappear at every hour upon the next.
Is there...
I have an older sister that was never mentioned faster, until just now.
Spells.
Does anyone speak a...
I'm sure I have several siblings I don't know about.
Broodlings?
Yeah. Tongan or Draconic?
Oh, there's a few people who know Draconic.
I will say that.
Oh. Well, the druid is a vermin lord.
No, no, I was saying, like, darkness will descend upon the cover an hour. The firstborn will appear each hour after that.
That'd suck.
Yeah.
You're the firstborn, right? I'm adopted.
And I'll start poking around the tavern and see who the
that
first
doesn't
is.
Change
I'd
anything.
I'd like to propose to the... I'm sorry. I'm sorry you came out a few minutes before me.
It's all right. I'm sure they'll kill you anyway.
Remember,
I'm going to try to find out who the firstborns are.
Here two unmentioned older siblings.
You're helping me with this. So are you.
What?
Since, until now, no. Never mentioned no, I have an older sibling.
Okay.
Powers of darkness.
She's about 600 years older than
me. So about an hour later, nothing happens.
About an hour later, the entire tavern descends into darkness.
Saphiria, stop!
did we just start a cult? Then, what'd you do?
So I'm just sitting here getting drinks and suddenly, whoosh, bad Saphiria, bad!
And then any of the firstborns so are kind of just fucking... And then, you know, I'll dispel my darkness.
Yes.
Okay, so panic descends on the tavern.
Okay.
Thank you, Loki. Thank you.
I have to roll to try and calm people down.
It's diplomacy. You have to speak their language.
I go to my room.
We need that teddy bear. We need it back.
I pull out a duck. Whack. Whack.
I'm just integrating people. Dodge. Whack.
The back rolls.
I think it's opening the door now.
I tie the duck to a little thing that whacks it every and make a disintegration.
But yeah, if there's any other firstborns that are still around, it'll happen. Okay, then never mind.
It'll happen go again upstairs, later. Go to sleep.
Alright.
I'm not going to go upstairs. So that's going to be bad. I'm going to stay on the main floor.
I'm going to sleep.
Unless it starts flooding.
Yeah, it will indeed start flooding.
Oh, hi. Into the tavern?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me a...
Give me a
constitution check to try and sleep. Because concentration is now spellcraft. And I'm not going to ask people to have spellcraft to sleep.
So just straight con, or...?
Yeah, straight con.
Does a... 14.
No, you will not sleep the night.
15? I spend my evening trying.
Sleep the night.
I spend my evening trying to meditate, and failing since elves no longer
do
that.
Let's see if I can get some sleep.
I stay up with my.
I got three.
My wife apparently. No, because I'm sleeping in here too.
I'm rock.
Guy's room. Or
sleeping like a rock.
I'm gonna have to go try to find the boat.
Like
I thought you were sleeping on the boat.
I can't right now. I don't know where the boat is.
Also, the boat's kind of grounded. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I can still go sleep in it.
You don't want to try and get on a ship during a hurricane.
I know. But it's better than staying in here with his wife and him doing
that's right. Risking your life is best.
I don't know. I'll probably sleep for right. it.
I spend the evening trying to perfect gnomish inventions.
You guys can right. do it. I'm just
I call chaos.
Okay. Completely.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you have an extra room.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
I'll just fine.
We'll ignore you.
Alright.
I'll sneak marks on people and talk about the marks of the devil.
I'll try to stay up as long as I can. Right. Just to monitor the storm.
I start... But wait. Roll your sleight of hand.
Are you having me contest or are you going with the normal rules of like 20 you see me?
What do you want to go with, Andre, to notice this?
I don't care.
Because if it's 20, he's going to see you.
26.
Yeah.
I have 21 anyways.
Saphiria, stop it.
Stop what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Put the marker away and stop trying to freak people out.
I'll help.
I don't
the
have a marker.
Owner with the
equipment. Yeah, trying
equipment
to move everything.
Yeah.
Especially oh down in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Fitful hours will pass as you guys can't tell what time it is, as the storm does not subside.
Boring.
Hurricanes do last for several days.
This is so boring. How much is the water up to now?
I suppose you could run outside. That'd be fun.
Get no, it's just inches boring. That's all it is.
So if you're
water
so bored, you should leave.
Go have fun in the rain. I'm sure that's not
you know what
boring.
I'll leave if you can move this rod.
Nice and movable rod.
I push the button and move it.
Command word.
Oh, it's not the
can
button.
Can I borrow it?
Move the button.
If you can move it without, you know, pushing the button. It's a button.
Spirit, can I borrow two of those? I'm going to go out in the storm and see what I can find.
26, use magic device.
Oh, so you put it there and you're like,
push the button.
I'm not going my way.
Okay. No. Give me 10,000 gold and you can have them.
Yeah, I don't have that. Well, I was going to tie
a runaway spirit. I mean, one mention each of those. And
all the gold we're getting is going towards an orphanage.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Where are you trying to go?
Just kind of go out there, see if I can see somebody start having a conversation with the storm, because if this is a druid, he will be paying attention, he will hear what's going on.
No, I was
that's what will happen.
Sheet above you.
Oh, that's fine.
Mm. You're trying to play with your hair while your husband's right next to you. Alex doesn't think he'll do anything.
I won't.
Will Ryan? Will you?
I play
will
with
you let another
hair
man play with your wife?
With my hair?
So,
doesn't matter.
Guys sit in the tavern and huddle.
Okay.
Nothing sexual.
So I can help you.
You can tie your rope and I can tie your
rope the elves,
longer.
So how about this one?
Your magic
strength
rope?
Yes.
This is unnatural.
Your magic rope can't run.
Yes, yes, it's the doom yes upon us all.
Doom. I think it's that.
So what do you guys
I look
do
like a stereotypical doomsayer right now.
Or sailor.
I will sit on the roof and try to get electrocuted.
As you're sitting on the roof, you'll have a hard time getting on the roof just climbing in the weather.
Oh, okay.
It is torrential rain.
And flying is no-no.
Cool. I know,
point,
but
you'll see that there have been several houses that have been struck already.
Okay. Well, I'm immune to electricity, so I'm just like...
Okay.
Andre, how long is a rope of climbing?
60 feet.
Just 60? I thought it was longer.
So, who all wants to go find the druid who's behind this and maybe apologize?
I don't.
It is indeed a 50-foot rope. Alright. Well, let's first go 50 feet out and see what we can get.
I'll cast bull strength on you so it's easier.
Don't worry about that. As long as I have a rope, even if I go flapping, you guys can pull me in. So, they hold one side. I have the 50-foot rope tied around the other side. I'll go outside and start yelling at the storm. See if I can get
you. You'll have a hard time being heard over the storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say we waited out another couple of days.
That's what I was going to do.
Okay.
I'll try and get one of the people who can actually converse with the innkeeper. See if maybe he's willing to spill any details on the local druid.
Oh, yeah, he knows the local druid.
You know where we can find him?
He's kind of an old kook. He lives on the western side.
We're on the eastern side, aren't we?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time out in the jungle.
In the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Hmm. Does anyone have a message as a zero level spell?
You have to have Linus up.
Oh, suck.
Yeah, I have to see him.
You'd be looking for sending, which is a second level wizard spell.
I don't want to spend many more days here because I don't have a lot of gold.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll cover you for now.
Okay, well,
nothing else, you can come share my room.
Two more days.
Non-sexual marriage, I am married.
We'll pass.
And the water just gets deeper, right?
Water just keeps getting deeper.
Ah, I got an idea on sleeping.
I take a swim.
Okay, guys, I don't think the waiting
in the cellar.
No end of the rain in sight?
Nope. This isn't even hurricane season.
Okay. Well,
if we wait another 3 days, I'll be back to normal strength.
I'm cool with that.
Or do you have any spells that could do that you could pray for?
Yes, I could.
Would you mind doing that so we don't have to wait like 3 full days?
Yes.
Okay, well, would you do it, please?
Yes. Why do you guys want to go anywhere?
She does it.
Because we can't leave until this stops.
So?
It doesn't seem natural, and it's showing no indication of stopping.
So why do we have to take care of it?
You healed one anyway.
We want to get out of here. We have to use a flying boat.
You just wait till it's done.
How many days has it been? 3 days? 4 days.
We're on the fourth.
Alright, I'm going to go out and see if I can't maybe locate the wizard or druid. Does anyone feel like coming along?
Sure!
I'll come.
Okay.
Are the other three going to stay here?
Are you staying or are you
going to
go?
Oh, I'll stay here. Okay. Alright, so us four, we'll separate it out so we have meaty, skinny, meaty,
twig.
Mostly meaty, meaty.
Twig, meaty.
So we'll put meaty and meaty on the two ends.
Okay, because you're looking for weight, not strength.
Yes.
Alright.
If nothing else, you can always go large size.
Since you're moving as a team, it's only a strength 15. But with the amount of people you have, I'm not too terribly worried about it. The worst that can happen is you guys fail by 5, and you guys get knocked prone. The only part that comes as a challenge is when you need to try and cross the water. The water is, of course, at this point, crashing waves. To try and cross it would be pretty much suicide with your guys' swimming abilities.
We need to go across the forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just go through the forest.
How far away is it?
Okay, let me go ahead and draw out the picture for you guys. Because last time I didn't draw out a picture, and apparently we had 3 or 4 different images as to how a cavern with water looked.
It was kind of fun.
It was. It was entertaining.
Okay, so I take it those are the two islands. And these are, of course, like the coral reefs. The town's kind of down here. The evil, of course, tower up here. There's a few other areas, cliffs, jungle to jungle. Right here is about a 1 mile gap worth of water.
Why are you crossing that?
Because
this is where the jungle is. This is where you guys found the scorpion and everything.
And the town is
that.
Okay, so we need to figure out how to get a mile across without
raging waters.
And
no boat will sail in this.
Not an option.
If we had an immovable rod, we could do this.
Very slowly.
How deep is this water?
This area in here is fairly shallow at only about 60 feet deep. But it's now rising, so I guess it's probably close to about 80 or 90 feet tall. The only reason why the town isn't completely submerged is because it was actually built on a cliff.
Alright,
do you have water walk?
No. Well, no. I don't know how to do
that. Third level
cleric spell. I only have second level.
If we had moved rods, we could make it. Now, yes, it would be slow, but we'd make it.
I think it'd just be something like, hoop.
Aren't movable rods groups of 3?
2.
Hoop.
2.
Hoop.
Hoop.
Yeah, you get 2.
Yeah.
No, you buy them individually.
Oh, you buy them individually, but
I assume Safiri had 2.
Is it not very useful if it's just 1?
No, it's great at keeping the door shut. You're not allowed in my room.
Until you meet the one guy who can move the immovable rod easily.
Hello, my name is Thor. Would you like your stick back?
He's doing a fun blade thing. You realize the button's still pushed. Oh. Should not be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Parking brake, right? Yeah.
Here your floating stick. Have a good time.
What level is he looking
at? Is he the guy that has the belt that doubles his strength?
Yes,
Thor has a strength 90 something.
His bonus is plus 40.
And you need a DC, what, 30 to move the rod?
Or one move the DC to move the rod?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
What is it?
It's something ridiculously high.
It's something that only Thor can get without serious issues.
He'd have to roll pretty well.
Hey man,
still.
If you give Hercules Thor's belt, you have like...
That's what we were joking about.
But is it DC 30 to move it?
There's 4 of us going?
Up to 10 feet in a single round. So DC 30 to move it 10 feet. So Thor, with a plus 40-some strength...
He can still only move it 10 feet, but he does it pretty easily.
Can you breathe underwater?
No.
Water.
That is not one of the abilities that came with half dragon.
But if I was full bronze dragon, I could?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Poop. That sucks. Oh, well.
Dragons are exceedingly OP, but they need to be balanced with extra levels.
That's right.
If they're not overpowered even then, compared to players. They were totally designed for character for people to play.
Well, my dragon game's actually going fairly swimmingly.
If everyone is,
actually we're doing quite well.
It actually says that you're supposed to be cautious with doing that.
If everybody is the same thing, it works out amazing.
So, you guys gonna buy like scrolls of water walk or something?
Everyone's a monster.
Yeah.
All
right. I was actually gonna do water breathing.
Okay, so you guys just delve beneath the surface.
Yes, and we can actually cling to the
where
bottom.
Where it's actually...
It's calm.
Say, get down 80 feet, there's nothing going on.
Okay.
But I'm just calculating the cost. So I want to get 8. 4, 2, and 4 back.
That's fine. You'll figure out the price of 8.
Okay.
You guys will drop down, of course. You know, you'll know some, like, octopus who are, like, small little ones that cling to your leg and suck on as you guys walk along.
It's not poisonous, is it?
It is. It'll kill you slowly.
That means he
and emphasis on really, really slowly.
Almost like it's going to suffocate the blood out of my legs.
Yes.
Too much. Okay.
You guys will merge on the other side. It's not quite as bad over here because you've got a lot more tree cover. You guys will, of course, pick off the starfish, and you guys will pull the clownfish that's in your, you know, armor.
Hey, I found Nemo.
You're 21 handle animal. That octopus, my friend. Oh, you have to watch the video some guy posted on YouTube where he's scuba diving, and he got attacked by an octopus. All the octopus took was his camera. And then went swimming off, and it showed what it looked like while the octopus was sitting there with it just like this. And the guy finally came back and got it. It was a hilarious video. Anyways.
You guys come out. Of course, there are no animals out during this time.
Of course.
They're smarter than us.
So, is he on this side?
He is somewhere in the forest.
He has to track a druid. In the rain.
Which is impossible to track a druid in normal conditions.
There you go.
As long as he's at least a level 4.
We could draw him to us.
Wait, let me see if I get a natural 20.
Start
no!
You guys...
It still wouldn't matter.
You guys begin meandering through the jungle.
Okay, I'll admit this was one of my best ideas.
At least we're trying something.
Yeah, better than sitting around.
After a short while, you guys will actually kind of take cover.
How about we go to the cave? Okay, let's find cave.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Where we found the scorpion. Oh.
You guys will make your way to the cavern, and you will see a fairly small-looking gnome, kind of wild-looking. He's just sitting there in the center of the cave. He's got this really brooding look on like this, and he's got folded up.
Did we find a member of Badger here?
He seems to just be kind of in concentration.
Alright, this is your specialty.
I assume you're the powerful druid around here.
Just go sneak attack him.
I assume this was your scorpion that was here.
Does he understand you?
We had a friend back home who was dying. We had to get that poison so we could get the curse removed. I'm going to try to roll diplomacy with my actions and words, even though he can't quite understand me, to show that we're not aggressive, we're not angry.
No, he understands you.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a diplomacy. You are looking to move from hostile.
Roll it bigger.
But I only got a 24.
Okay.
If somebody assists...
He will reply to you. So you killed my friend to save yours?
We didn't know that he was your friend. We tried talking to it, it did not respond, and so...
It's a scorpion.
I understand scorpions don't talk, but we did not know.
You killed my friend. What would you do if you were in my position?
I would seek some revenge. And so I do not blame you for it.
Is it really fair to punish the rest of the town?
No, it's not, which is why I feel bad.
Could you at least stop the storm and then we can work this out between those responsible
not until
parties.
I break your ship.
But we have somebody on that ship that he's actually quite skilled at piloting.
if we got...
Yeah, she probably left.
If we go and get your scorpion friend...
Fuck we off the ate girl. Him.
...brought back...
We ate him. We'll bring back your scorpion!
No, the half-dragon ate
what
him.
What can we do to help the situation so you won't kill the people in the town?
I don't want to kill my other friends because of some six dickheads.
Just kill them.
However, I'm at a difficult position. And I'm meditating on it.
While the town drowns, no meditates.
It's gonna take a while.
Isn't that how druids work?
Would you mind stopping the storm while you think?
No.
We will not leave.
Can you at least lift it off
I'm
of
sorry,
the town?
I'm sorry, I don't speak sign language.
If we stayed here with you, or at least one of us stayed here with you, while you meditated, would you remove the curse, well, the storm from the town so that way they do not suffer, but you know we are not going to leave until you have an answer?
You go back to your town. I will stop the storm.
We'll be more than happy to leave if you stop the storm. We can't leave if you don't.
Wait, by our town, which town do you mean?
The town.
Okay, you said our town, which is not...
We're not from around here, so...
Of course you're not. You wouldn't have been that dumb if you were.
So you'll stop the storm so we can get back?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to hear from you then.
Okay. He will stop the storm, you know.
Now I'm just wet.
That's what she said.
You guys will go back after you guys notice a few lightning strikes strike over near the northern part of the island. Repeatedly.
What's over near the northern part of the...
Dragon's house.
The half-dragon's tower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't care what happens to her. Maybe we can go kill her for the
truth. Not that powerful of a warlock I want to deal with.
She's not really that powerful. Just the fact that you have so many people around her without making
it. Okay, well, you guys make your way back over to your guys' part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, it finally stopped raining.
Finally! Get some sleep. I fall asleep.
It has been about 4 days since you slept.
Yeah.
I think all of us sleep at this point, especially the four of us.
It's really easy to actually
sleep.
I slept through a typhoon.
Well, I guess it's finally I can get some sleep instead of just laying there rolling,
rolling around going,
okay, well, how long do we have to wait for the gnomes?
He will actually contact you shortly thereafter.
A message bird?
No, he shows up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Droid, of course, kind of waddles in, you know, except it's kind of like up to his, you know, knees. Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, kind of depressed, but you know, you get over it.
Well, that's good to hear. So, what can we do to help you?
I want you to find me a new friend.
Alright, what kind?
Well, Timothy was a nice giant scorpion. He was always really friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed to stay inside the, you know, cave and everything if I brought him cows. I think it's time to get a monstrous centipede.
Where would we find one?
There aren't any native to the Crescent Isles. Last place I knew of was the jungles of Alemania.
Now why a centipede?
Why not a centipede? They have lots of legs.
Yes.
But I don't want a millipede. That's too many legs.
Hmm.
There's a difference?
You stop and count the legs.
If you stop and look at the etymology of the
or legs. I would accept a giant spider.
Spiders would probably be easier to find.
Probably.
Now, would a spider be very friendly?
Probably not initially. But you're a ranger, you should know.
Do you want us to get a fully grown spider, or do you want us to get a little one so you can...
You're probably going to have to find the egg of a monstrous spider. That way I can raise it from a little hatchet.
Oh, okay.
But you're probably going to have to deal with Mama Spider.
That won't be a problem. I mean, look at the dragon we got. She can take it. He can take it. Yeah.
It's totally a she.
Anyways.
Do I really look like a chick?
So where'd be the closest giant
pets.
Spider?
Oh, they're all over the place.
Is there some in the forest?
No. I already checked there.
Okay.
That's where Timothy was from.
So where would be the next closest place? I apologize, I'm not from this area.
You could always head over to any sort of mountainous area. Dugrum has some good ones.
Yeah, but we have a flying ship, and last time we went towards Dugrum.
Not anymore, you don't.
What?
What?
Did you sink our ship?
No, lightning did.
Can we bring it back up, or else we're not going to be able to go anywhere?
I'm sure we can get you a new one.
A flying one.
So you sunk our ship?
You killed my friend. I did.
No, we killed a scorpion.
That was my friend.
You have crappy friends.
No, he crapped elsewhere. And he didn't crap my friend. I don't have dung beetles.
Monstrous dung beetles? Oh, God.
Well, how then are we going to get up there now? I'm sure it will take a very long time.
I could take you through a tree. That might be fun.
Teleport us?
Through a tree, yeah.
Huh? So we should promise to get us back.
I guess I could figure something out.
Innkeep. Do you have a mage around here?
Yes.
Can you cast teleport?
I don't know.
And where's the mage?
He points off to one of the towers at the southernmost point.
Alright, see ya.
He's going back.
I go over the mage. I want to teleport.
Let's see. Random personality quirk. Eight.
I need to teleport. To...
Anything for you, baby. I'll teleport you wherever you want to go.
That'd be a waste of a spell.
You know where that is?
New Hope? Sure, baby. I spent my college years there. Back in my prime.
How old is this guy?
Probably his 30s.
Okay. How much?
I don't know. I'm not sure how much I can charge you for a ride, baby.
So whatever, I'll use my charms on this guy.
Give me a love.
Are you actually going to go through with it even?
Oh, no, that's what bluff's for. That's why it's charms, not...
sex?
Diplomacy.
Alright, you mess up and end up in Dugrum.
31.
Teleport goes off without a hitch.
He doesn't fail. Oh, see you guys.
Bye.
Have fun with your gnome adventure.
Well, if you can get us and our friend who was piloting the ship back up to our city afterwards, sure.
You have trees on New Hope?
Yes.
No?
An entire elven commune.
Oh, yes.
No, that burned down.
No.
Oh, that's sad.
There's still trees up there.
Crazy pirates.
Hey, do you have a little plant in your house?
Small tree or something. Now, I live with gnomes, so I don't know what I have.
There's trees.
Vibes?
Remember, naked gnomes came out of the trees and attacked us?
That's right.
There are trees. We have a park.
Okay, so I can teleport you guys over to Alamani.
Okay.
All right, and then afterwards, are you going to come with us so we can get you the egg and you can come back?
That'd probably be the best idea, because if I teleported back here, you couldn't really bring me the egg before it hatched.
No.
Then it might bite you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a ranger, but in all honesty, in our flying city, we don't have that many animals, especially arachnids of that size.
That's sad. Vermin are some of the best. They're very friendly.
Yeah. And poisonous.
Only if... I guess that doesn't bother me
anymore. Technically, it's venomous.
Technically.
Alright, so.
Alright, let's go to the mountains.
Mountains or Alemannia? They've got jungles. Which would you prefer, Dagrum? I can take you to Dagrum.
Well, where would be the best place to get the eggs fastest?
That's a good question. Because, I mean, well, probably not Alemannia. Alemannia is kind of run around and kill stuff. Like, everything.
Although, you know, the dwarves tend to stick to themselves.
Well, that's what they say. Sure, I can take you over to Dagrum.
Alright, just make sure we avoid the dwarves, because they don't seem to like us.
Why?
I don't know, something about my height. They seem to take that as a personal grudge.
It's okay. I know this great grove.
Alright.
I need to go get my mushroom, though.
Okay.
Mushroom?
Alright! Ready?
Sure.
Lean into the mushroom.
Wait.
Oh, you have to lean your face first.
My face first.
I lean my face into the mushroom.
Mushroom. Alright, you can touch the mushroom.
I got a 30.
Hey. Guys are now in a cave full of mushrooms. And you can see some dwarves and gnomes kind of cultivating them.
We went and got gone as well.
So I take it instead of like tree walk or whatever it's called, this is mushroom tree walk.
It's basically the same thing as tree stride.
Yeah. Mushroom stride.
Alright, well, why don't you and our friend Bond here stay here while we go get the spider?
Okay. Have fun in the cave.
Alright.
You know how to get around caves, right?
Actually, I do.
Is it a dungeon?
My experience in the sewers.
Ah, okay.
It's basically the same thing, just not smelly.
You have underground, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Well, go ahead and give me track.
Is there webs? I will memorize food and water.
Okay. So you can summon food and you don't have to scavenge.
Yes.
But the mushrooms look delicious!
And your eyes are crooked.
You're going to need to actually track for a few days. Because monster spiders aren't that common.
Oh, modifiers on track.
You know what you do? You should find a trap door spider. Because those are fun. I'm sure we'll find one when someone goes missing. And there's a hole in the ground.
Trap door spider tries to kidnap, like, Rooney or I. Whack! That's bad spider.
Wow, actually tracking on hard ground is DC 20.
Mm-hmm.
What size is the spider?
The spider you are tracking is gargantuan.
That's minus 4 to the DC.
So it's a 16.
And then plus 1 for every 24 hours since.
Yeah.
Okay.
Needless to say, cutscene.
How long does it take us?
I make the next two as well.
It will actually take about 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
And you guys are deep in the mountains at this point. Like, I hope you guys have ever burning torches type of thing.
Goggles. Can we breathe?
Are your dog goggles constant?
Yeah, it's difficult, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have 2 uses at 8 hours, so if we're traveling for more than 16 hours a day, then I can't see.
Okay.
Wait, I have dark vision.
I got a 13 on knowledge dungeoneering.
Okay.
No, they're not native to this area. Dwarves drove them out.
So yes, they were native here. But don't end up on here.
You guys will find a giant spider lair. Let me see if the spider's active.
Obviously, we could try and stealth, but it probably has...
Is that all ones?
No. 2 1.
The spider is not active. In fact, you'll notice that the spider is dead.
Aww.
Are the eggs still here?
The eggs are still here.
Should we take a couple and go sell them at the home when we get there?
Can we figure out
it's an egg sack.
Oh. Yeah, it's a sack.
Unless you want to cut it open.
No. I don't do that right now.
Can you see what killed it? If it was natural or not?
That would be a heal check.
That would be a heal check.
Oh.
For knowledge of nature. It's very dead.
No, knowledge of nature is... That's a spider. A dead spider.
Oh yes, its organs are right where they should be.
See Steven, it's dead because it's like
28.
This. 28. looks like gunshot wounds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the dwarves are here.
Let's get the eggs and go.
You guys will track your way back. Not too terribly worried about it.
Alright, let's figure out which one. No.
You guys will give him the giant sack of spiders. He's like, lots of friends.
Yes, that would be
just make sure you do keep those out of the town. I'm pretty sure they're not going to like those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course not. Only a few can survive. Otherwise, they'll completely destroy the ecosystem.
Okay, just thought we'd cover that. So,
I am a druid. You know, you killed my friend. I'm sorry I broke your boat. I was really mad.
We'll get
I feel
one.
Bad for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Guildmaster, we need a new flying boat. You what?
A new flying boat.
Are there any of those eggs that we might be able to take back with us? We do have some people who might find
them. Oh, sure. He carefully opens it and then worms in himself.
You know, you're just like a big pillow right now. I just like to say that.
I'll take five.
I'll take the red.
What are you...
You know, he's willing to give
no.
you... He's willing to give you as many
well,
as...
Not the rest.
He's willing to give you all
See,
but two.
There's
hundreds in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's hundreds in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take two.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't
well,
think
well,
my
well,
dog would appreciate it.
Then you guys are going to hatch. They're going to hatch go like...
Except when they hatch.
They got to eat the they got to eat the father so they can, you know, grow up.
Right, I'm just on the mage scholarship.
I was going to sell it as well.
Depending on the spiders.
All right.
Eats whatever's there. Right?
Usually the female eats.
He will tree stride you guys back to
the
Crescent Isles.
Thank you.
You said you'd teleport us back home.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, you'll have to wait another day.
Will these hatch in the day?
Oh no, they're quite dormant. They'll hatch next spring.
Okay.
We spend one more day.
Unless it's that type of spider.
That waits for the person to come and touch the egg, and then
he will tree stride you guys up into New Hope.
Into your house? No.
Let's see. He has.
Does he feel like smiting the town today? No. Okay.
4 rounds. Okay. See you later.
Feel free to visit. 4 rounds. Of what?
3 rounds later, 6 very angry gray mages show up.
Oh! I'm no longer there.
Permit.
None of us were the teleporters.
We didn't teleport.
We
were forced.
You can look if you want to. It was a druid doing shroom stride?
That'll be... You're just passengers, right? You have a passenger license? That's a 50 gold fine.
And I walk away.
Can I ask you to cover me?
Did they catch me too? Or did I get away before they got there?
You probably teleported into copper.
No, he teleported into Wizard's College.
Oh.
Which actually is...
Hey, baby, this is the love room. The bed begins spinning. And then you go... Really?
Really? Okay, let's hug. Alright.
How does it feel to be on the receiving end?
Alright. What is this market on... Giant spider eggs.
Actually,
Black market.
Alright, well.
You have to have undercommon.
Did you just get rid of it? Oh.
No, I just
I'll give point. It to the guildmaster.
You can have some line if you sell it to.
Take your assault.
The curse, for the most part, is lifted.
For the most part?
He's still recovering.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Say, when you get conjuring down to like 2, it takes us some time to recover from that.
In the meantime, while they were gone, I'll collect the money in.
Okay.
I'm going to find the guildmaster.
What?
You will what? Find the guildmaster at.
I was there.
God damn it!
You will shank me to 12th.
No, of course not.
Okay, right. We shank you and toss you off the.
You will find him in an underground casino. Got this huge pile of chips.
Who's in an underground casino?
Oh, the guildmaster.
Everyone else is like beginning to put their shoes on the table.
So when did this turn into strip poker?
I have
can I help you?
I was gonna give you some stuff to sell because I can't do it myself.
Okay, thanks.
I hand him the 2 spider eggs.
I'm betting these 2. They're like, I raise you.
My wedding ring?
No, here's my first son.
Bishop cuts off his testicle.
You know, you guys really need to get over this gambling addiction.
I'll probably sit and watch.
I see now he's teaching him an object lesson.
You will notice that, you know, basically he robs them blind. And of course, they basically literally leave with, like, you know, their boxers. And he's like, I'll pick up your children in a week.
They deserve them anyway. So this is how you recruit.
No, they didn't deserve those kids. I'm almost in pickpockets with a rock.
You could muscle in on pockets pickers.
They're annoying.
So on the black market, what do these giant spiders?
Pockets pickers for little kids.
I'm sure
hold on, I'd actually like to take a small break.
I'm like, finally I can stay home for a while.
I'm better.
Chocolate.
She's actually going to go off and talk to her friends and tell them that you called her fat.
That's a guy mistake right there. Now?
Yeah,
that's she has friends.
You've been gone for months on end.
I guess.
Of course she has friends. Either that or she has an affair.
No, they're pretty loyal.
It comes out half blue dragon.
It's half you, half blue, half her.
What?
There was this time that we got drunk, and I didn't think it'd work, but apparently dragon sperm. Anyway.
Can merge?
When your sperm combine.
Alright.
Whoa.
Fairly easy amount. For the adventure, everyone makes 2,500, assuming Tyler actually pays.
Okay.
It's in your coffers, actually.
By the way, you head to the Coliseum?
Yeah.
You will notice a lich pouting in the center of it.
Hey. What are you doing?
You're supposed to be here!
You weren't scheduled.
I was going to ambush you.
We're busy getting ambushed by druids. Did you prepare dramatic effects?
I even went and hired a dragon. I was going to write it in, but the damn thing charged too much. I'm very upset, and this is not over.
Do you know, we did that one trick in the Coliseum. It wouldn't cost as much a dragon. You just kind of hire some mook and turn him into a dragon. Looks like it.
But then the moron can't fly. Or at least terribly well.
That's a
cheaper way of doing it.
Well, I'm eventually going to come back and destroy you all.
Okay.
Why? I didn't do anything.
Tyler, you should schedule a time for him to come back.
Do you want to make an appointment? Dossier so this doesn't happen again?
I think it's not an ambush.
Well, I won't
tell the rest of the party.
Well, if it's funny, I won't tell anyone else.
I'm not quite.
I don't have a funny bone.
I will be back. And you had better stay out of my lair.
I wasn't in your lair.
I had to pay that damn creature 4 more gold pieces.
Right?
You'll rule the day.
You mean ruin the day or rule?
Rue. That's what I said. Rue.
You said rule.
Rue. I said rule the day.
Aren't you trying to rule the day? See you later.
He teleports away.
Did the Grey Wizard show up?
Nope.
Oh, he's got a permit.
Remember, he also had a door to the college.
Remember what I also said, that the advisor to the dean of the college was
a lich.
A lich.
I feel bad killing this guy because right now he's
going.
We're
gonna kill him.
I say we keep him around for comedy relief.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's probably not pathetic. He's just a drama queen.
Yes, that's what I.
He hired a gargoyle to laugh maniacally when you walk through his threshold.
He's a bit eccentric.
He's trying to make himself look so badass.
After you've been alive for a few centuries, all you've got left is theatrics.
By the way, I bought James a lion shield.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
What's a lion shield do?
It's a +2 heavy steel shield, and I think a number of times a day you can activate the lion on it to attack.
Rawr.
Nom!
Yeah, pretty much.
Alec, you said it was 2,500?
Yes.
It's the shield pounces.
It's the cheap man's shield bash.
Except it does
well,
booties.
I spend the gold.
I wouldn't say cheap man. It was expensive.
It does 2d6.
It's a free shield bag.
Does that do anything, or is it just...
If I remember correctly, it said it went up 10% for every 1,000. Or 5% for every 1,000.
I think it said 2d6.
So...
It's an investment.
I know. And it's added to all of the other packs.
25 gold, 5%
That's what I meant. Like, it's a free...
For most humans, it's usually not worthwhile, because it doesn't pay off in their lifetime. It pays off in their child's lifetime.
What are you guys talking about?
Investing in a store.
I'm just trying to figure out how much money, what my pay is now. I think I'm at 1.25 increase of 26 gold, 2 silver, 5 copper a day. Mm-hmm. Or a week.
Andre, I'm going to go to the college and find some poor student who is capable of crafting and have...
You will not find one.
Okay.
You will not find a student capable of crafting.
Dan's going to help some kid in their college fund.
Can I see my PHB?
Well, unless you're talking about Scribe Scroll. At which point they have that one.
No, I need somebody who has, like, craft wondrous item.
It'll be wondrous item if you're just doing something random.
I was going to do a necklace of comprehend language at will.
That's wondrous item, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be wondrous
on
item.
Command word, I
mean. No.
That's
not
1,800.
There aren't enough students.
How much is a ring of feather ball if you're...
2,200.
I buy one for my wife.
It's actually in your stores.
So I gain a net worth
in our coffers.
Okay. I like my lich.
300.
The monies.
Okay.
Do you tell us about the lich who showed up? So if you do, I'm going to invite him over to a play sometime.
Wow. An intelligent item is only 500 more than the regular version.
No.
I go to my...
Just all the special abilities that you
have
on.
I found them. Must be a friend.
I go to my wife and I hand her a ring.
Tyler, come on.
See.
To be fun.
Where's my mood die?
Look at the wisdom.
Where's my mood die?
It's an 8.
I want to create an intelligent item with base 20.
She breaks down, begins crying.
I toss her up in the air so she, like, floats down.
Featherfall doesn't change how fast you fall.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. You fall at normal speed, just at the end, it's as though you just fell 5 feet.
So you're throwing a pregnant woman in the air?
No, I'm not. If I knew the effects, then no.
What she's doing is actually having a ring that slows the fall, so she's floating.
I thought that's
at least what she paid for.
No, that's not what Featherfall is.
No.
Featherfall stops you from dying.
Okay. Eventually, I jump off, hit terminal velocity, hit the ground, so I just fell 5 feet.
Nothing.
It still sucks falling 5 feet, though.
It hit the wind out of me. Hold on. Okay, we're good.
That's why you jump.
She'll survive if the thing crashes.
See if they have a necklace.
That's what I've had it for.
She'll survive.
All right, it will be
fall. Wait a week.
Well,
actually, no.
How much is a ring of slow fall?
Not anymore. There's a giant backlog.
The second.
Really?
In the 3 weeks you left, adventures became legal again.
I wanted slow fall.
What?
Like you're like
blasphemy.
And so there's a giant order of magic items.
I suppose.
Okay.
I got 25 on diplomacy to move myself up.
Instead of a feather fall.
Well, I understand that you're a repeat customer, but this guy's paying us 10 times the amount of the item.
I'll go after him. I cannot argue against that logic. Put me in line after him.
By the way,
this guy's paying us 22,000 gold for a ring of feather fall.
And he said to make it look nice, so we're taking a...
How long will it be with that?
Sir, we're not quite sure.
I'll be back and...
It also depends if he has any other orders.
Is there anyone else who would be able to do it?
I'm afraid not, sir. We're booked.
Well, I got my magic items done.
Yeah, we got my... It's not Featherfall, because I thought it was Slowfall, but Slowfall.
Slowfall is actually an ability, not a spell.
It's not. You can't put it into a magic item.
I take it they don't have pre-made magic items within the...
They do have a few they have plenty of pre-made
items.
Is it
the same as Featherfall on a ring?
Anything under 2,000.
Okay.
2,000 or below, so like plus one rings, plus one swords. They have those for sale.
I buy a wand
of cure. You'd probably bounce back up.
It's a wand of cure moderate.
Okay.
It is 4,500.
Okay, well...
I guess I'll just leave it at Featherfall. She can break an ankle.
Falling 5 feet?
Has we done her name? Oh my gosh.
It could
Galatha, correct?
Land on funny.
I'm going to say she could land on
ground. People trip and break ankles
she can
on
scroll.
The ground.
Do you want a scroll?
No.
Because everyone can scry scroll.
Sit down.
No, every
can I find any of these individual crafters who would be willing to? No.
You're not allowed to prowl around.
It's not necessarily magical.
Or what?
A non-member of the school.
Oh.
He's like trying to get into the crafters' rooms.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to have to wait 3 months to get an 1,800 gold item.
Jump off the city somewhere and get it from some city.
1,800 gold?
You can go back to yeah.
It's 1,800 gold.
Then you can go get it wherever he was looking.
No, because it's not an item in the book.
Oh. What is it?
It's an item that casts Comprehend Language at will.
Oh.
Well, on command.
You could go out to Crystal Island.
Hey, well, ring of Featherfall.
I don't know how long we'd be there. Plus,
right now we're going to have a I thought Featherfall means you fell like a feather, and therefore you'd be like, woo, woo, woo. How much are the permits?
For teleport? Yeah. It's 1,000 gold pieces per year.
What about just passengers? Because I'm never going to.
Then that is 250.
For a year?
Okay. I'll
for a year.
To me and James.
Okay.
If he doesn't already have one.
Yes, he has one.
Okay, then I'll
for a teleport permit.
Mm-hmm.
Passenger.
If you have a teleport permit, does that count for passenger's permit?
Yes.
And is there any legal mumbo jumbo you can do to get it cheaper?
Other than bribe the person, no.
Which, if you bribe the person, ends up being the same.
No, you could actually get it cheaper. You pay for a passenger, but you kick in an extra 500 for them. Instead of it going to the city, it goes directly to their pocket.
Okay.
Yep.
So it will be a bit cheaper, but it's...
It's also fake.
Yes.
I mean, so when that,
they would have to not look too hard.
They need to not have linguistics.
Okay. I chipped in an extra 1,000 and upgraded my shop 2 tiers.
Okay.
Oh.
You write with a book.
So I'm at 27.5 gold per week.
Sepharia, can you still get in... You're still part of the college, right?
Wait. It yeah. gets weird at that point, doesn't it?
Because I need to get in and talk to some of the individual crafters.
I do a little research projects every now and again.
Cutscene. Dawn!
I love my students.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.